Hello. Welcome to the movie version of my lecture, Fortgeschrittene Theoretische Chemie A or Advanced Theoretical Chemistry A in English. So, due to COVID, I cannot give my usual classroom lecture, so I'm preparing, instead of standard classroom, this movie version of my lecture. Having to invest all the effort to do this movie, I decided to do it in English. I hope that by doing this, it just becomes available to a wider audience. So in a way, this is a kind of a compromise, because you will see my lecture notes in the German I used originally, but all the movie will be spoken in English. So I hope this works. What's the topic of the lecture? It's what I would call theoretical spectroscopy and reaction dynamics. So in the context of our courses, it's building on the lecture of last year, which introduced many body theory and focused on electronic structure theory. So I will assume that you know all about electronic structure theory and that the electronic structure problem kind of is solved. And what we deal here with is then the dynamics of the nuclear. And here the focus is on really the rigorous quantum mechanic description of the dynamics of nuclei. So we will deal with kind of rotations, vibrations of molecules, their translational motion, but also kind of the aspects of nuclear motion in spectroscopy, and in particular also with reaction dynamics, because in any chemical reaction, nuclei have to move. So I will start with an outline of this lecture. Part one will focus on the dynamics of isolated molecules. So essentially, we will consider the Schrödinger equation for an isolated molecule and study translational, rotational, and vibrational motion. And the next step, after we have kind of learned about the quantum states of the molecule regarding its nuclear motion, will turn to spectroscopy. So essentially, the interaction of a molecule or group of molecules with electromagnetic light, which can be used to study the molecule and get the information about the molecule. Next step then is not only studying a single molecule, but going to the essentially theoretical concepts required to describe reactions. So topic is kind of reaction dynamics. And essentially the first step there, we will have to introduce density matrices and thermal ensembles, because I would say all practical chemistry happens typically in thermal environment. So before discussing reactions, like chemists would view them, we have to work out the details of the quantum mechanical theory to describe thermal ensembles efficiently. And afterwards, then we will really turn to reactions, in particular diatomic reactions, and first outline a kind of rigorous fundamental theory to get kind of thermal rate constants for chemical reactions. And based on this, we will go to kind of a more standard everyday theory, transition state theory, and connect transition state theory to kind of our basic properties of the quantum mechanical system. So essentially, one could call it first principle or ab initio basis of transition state theory. And finally, and that's more related to kind of the practical research work we're doing in our group, we'll turn to numerical methods. And more specifically, we will focus on numerical methods which allows us to rigorously describe the quantum dynamics of the nuclei. And with this outline, I want to close this first tiny section of my lecture movie, and you will find all the different sections belonging to the different parts in other files. So I hope you will enjoy.